I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbors at?
Oh my god.
So for this episode of Neighborhood Radio, guys, it's going to be a Mike solo mission. I'm going in to the well. I'm going to explore the underground network of tunnels and uncover. Well, I don't know what I'm going to uncover. Maybe I'll find more gold. But we're kind of doing this like ghost adventure style.
Mike.
Hit the music.
Mike.
And then I'm going to edit the music.
Mike.
Here.
Okay. Mike. Got... Mike. Wait. Mike. Michael.
Oh my god, there's a ghost in the well. Hello?
No. Turn around. It's Tucker.
Oh. Oh. Hey, Tucker.
Look down.
Yeah. Oh my god. I see you now. What's up?
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you that I saw on YouTube that someone in the neighborhood filmed you jumping into a well to save my life. And I've just never been so touched before. So I am indebted to you.
Oh.
My life is your life. And if I can do anything to protect you, I will. Okay?
Oh.
I will.
No, man, it's cool. I mean, like, I was, yeah, anybody would have done that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Oh. I could have died in that well if I was ever in there, even though I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, I think the tarantulas were lying to me. It was like a bad joke. But I'm glad you weren't in the well. There was a lot of gold down there, though. Actually, speaking of wells, so I'm about to go down there now. I got rope set up, like whole system so we can get in and out easily. But I'm going to go see. There's like underground tunnels down there. Have you ever been the underground part of the neighborhood?
Well, I've, like, dibble-dabbled a little bit. Like, sometimes Kyle will send me on a little mission as part of, like, I do some contract work with his childhood gang. But for the most part, like, not really. I've only been in a couple houses and a couple underground tunnels. But, yeah, if you want to recruit me, a child, to do some tunnel exploring with you, I'll do it. Because Oh, you, man, you're the best. You're like, I don't know, like the father figure.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that keeps coming up a lot. Yeah, if you want to go down into the well, like I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to contract you to do that cuz that seems immoral. It just seems like maybe like I don't know. There might be ghosts or more gold or something. Seems fun, right?
I mean, yeah, it sounds kind of like a, I don't know, an adventure, right?
Yeah,
Dad?
I think we're going on an adventure. I think it'll be cool.
Wow. Tucklenook and Mike.
Yeah, that's my name. All right, Tucker. Here, all right, so you... here, take this flashlight.
Okay.
All right, and you're just going to clip this onto that rope, and then you're just going to... You ever have to, like, climb a rope in gym class?
I mostly just hold the rope down for when girls climb up it, just in case I see anything, so...
Wouldn't they be wearing, like, pants or shorts? I mean, you shouldn't do that anyway, Tucker. That's not...
But,
that's, like... You know, if you were my age and did that, you'd go to jail.
Yeah, but isn't it, like, cute when I do it?
No, man, it's gross. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have I climbed a rope? nope.
Okay. Just hold on to the rope and not, like, so... Don't slide down the rope, like, in movies, because you'll burn your hand skin off, and that will be bad. Just, like, gradually like grab a piece of the rope and bring yourself down. So you're gonna go down slowly without falling. I'm gonna go down first, actually, in case you do fall. That way I can catch you. But I mean, I dove into that thing head first and I'm still alive. So it should
be. Am I holding the rope while you jump in the well? I don't know if I can hold that much weight, sir.
Oh, no, no. So if you look over there, I got the one end of the rope attached to that tree. And I also reinforced it on that gargoyle statue that Jimmy has in his front yard. The one with the fangs and three eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to lower myself down first. And then can you toss the recording equipment down to me? And then you come down.
Okay. Just when you are ready for me to toss, just say, okay, sport, who's a good son? And then I'll toss it. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go down now. All right. So
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So just like this, you go down like, oh, hold on. My leg's caught on something. Oh. No, I'm just joking. I'm climbing down the rope. Normal is, yeah, it's a fun joke. Okay. Hold on. All right. I'm at the bottom.
Who's a good sport?
Who's a good sport and a good son? Is that it?
I am! Okay, here's the recording equipment, Pops. Michael.
All right.
I tossed it.
Oh, thanks, got it. All right, come on down.
Okay, let me... Okay, one leg over, two leg over. Got my hands on the rope. Okay, gonna just go down slow. Going down, down, baby, down in the roller coaster. Boom, boom, baby. Ready to let it go.
All right, you're still at the top. You gotta go a little bit faster.
Okay, hold on. Going down, baby, down into the roller. A boom, boom, baby. Ready to let it go. Whoa!
Oh, oh!
You caught me in your arms like a bride.
Oh, my sternum.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I'm going to say this is nice. You're definitely a grown young man who weighs a surprising amount for your size.
Oh, yeah. Stacy and Jonathan always say how solid I am. Solid like a rock is what they say. And then they poke my stomach and... it gets weird.
Yeah, that sounds weird. Do you feel safe there?
Yeah, no, it's more like kind of Pillsbury Doughboy-esque. It's not like creepy, but
okay.
It's just, I am a young man, you know? Like, I am.
Yeah.
Brad knows it. Brad's seen my mustache hair. Like, he knows. I think my voice is deeper, you know?
It seems like almost like it got deeper since we started talking, actually.
I'm going through changes in this adventure, you know? I'm learning what it's like to be a man, so.
Totally. That was see? Perfect example. Okay. Now that you're ready for adventure, you fell down a rope in a well.
Yeah.
So you see that direction to my right, that... connects to my house, which I cemented then boarded up, so that's not really an option anymore. That way. Tucker,
I'm over it. I'm down here. I went in the tunnel in the middle. Okay, follow my voice. Boobs, butt.
Okay, all right, boobs, all right, Tucker, I'm coming.
Dog.
It sounds like you're getting louder.
But, yeah, you're getting closer to me.
Okay. Did you fall forward but down?
Yeah, it's called chi running. You throw your weight forward and your legs just keep pounding the pavement and your force, your energy just runs forward. It's chi running, Michael.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can do that, but you can't reverse climb a rope.
No.
All right. It looks like we got things to try. Cheek climbing next time.
Okay.
Did you find anything? You got down here really fast.
Yeah. You know, just looking around, I saw a couple bones. It looks mostly like human femurs. And I found this Zippo cigarette lighter. I'm going to keep that and give it to Brad for Christmas. My homeboy.
That's a good idea. I think Brad will like that.
And then it looks like maybe like a bag of broccoli. I don't really know what that's about.
Yeah. Why are there so many bags of broccoli down here?
Like, I get it. I'd throw a bag of broccoli down a well, you know, die, broccoli.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, wait. What? Shh. Tucker, shh.
Hello.
Dad, what is that?
Hello.
I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Who's there? Hello.
Your worst nightmare.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hey.
General.
Oh,
excuse me. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Who is this? Who are you?
What are you doing in my tunnel?
I'm Mike, and this is Tucker. I live, like, kind of on the surface. So does Tucker.
Surface.
We live in the neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah, we came down here because we discovered that there was a whole underground tunnel system connecting a lot of the houses and areas in the neighborhood.
You like to just barge into people's property? Is that what you like to do?
No, I mean, I guess technically we did do that.
You did?
Because
these are my tunnels. My name's Chevy Thompson.
You own the tunnels?
Yeah, you want me to pull out my deed? Me and my granddaughter, we own these tunnels.
Is she hot?
What?
I believe you. It's just that one of your tunnels connects directly to the inside of my house.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, if I break out my blueprints right now, I will tell you that I actually own all of these freaking tunnels, and I'm not lying about that. You want to call me a liar? We're going to have some problems here, and I really don't want to have any problems with you right now. You know, I'm late. I've got to go feed my granddaughter right now, and I just really, I don't want to have problems with you two today.
Gentlemen, please, if there is a pretty young thing, a PYT, who needs some food, I think we should all tend to her.
My granddaughter, she's 7.
How
old are you?
Dad, what do I do?
Oh, is this your father?
Well, I wish.
No, I'm just, I'm a role model.
Is there something weird going on between you two that I should know about?
No, it's not. It's not.
Are you
weird
sure?
Thing.
Because I'm getting a little bit of weird mixed vibes right now.
No, it's just me. I'm just a confused young boy. This gentleman is nothing but a stand-up citizen. You know, I've spent time in juvie. I've been around the world.
Have.
Yeah, we all.
Have. We all have spent time in juvie. Let me. What's your name again, little kid?
Tucker Nicholson.
If you ain't spending time in juvie, you're not doing life right. That's what I always say. That's what Chevy Thompson always says. You know what I'm saying?
Ayo! High five.
Listen, I'm getting a little bit... What? A high five? I'll do a handshake instead.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Listen, you two want to come back to my house? I own a little bakery. I like to bake baked goods. You know, you guys can come over, have some chocolate chip cookies. We can get to know each other a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, let's
go.
Cool
with that, Tucker?
Tucker?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, come down. It's just down this hall. You take a left, and we're going to take another left. So, come on, follow me.
All right, Mr. Thompson. What does your granddaughter, does she look like you, or?
Oh, she looks just like me. She's a spitfire. She looks just like me. She looks just like my wife. It's crazy. You know, I love my granddaughter. She's great.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mr. Mike?
Yeah, Tucker?
Can you please carry me like a jetpack?
Carry the freaking kid like a jetpack. Just freaking do it, all right?
Like a piggyback ride?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Hop on.
1, 2, 3.
You are a very dense child. Okay.
Whee!
All right. Lead the way, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, it's just right this way. Come on, follow me.
Okay. Hey, Chevy, what's with all the broccoli back there?
My granddaughter, she hates broccoli. You know, I can't help it. She's just, you know, I try to feed it to her for dinner. And she says, you know, oh, Grandpa Chevy Thompson, I ate all my broccoli. And I said, oh, good job. And then, you know, I come out here and I find that she's dumping all the broccoli that I'm trying to feed her. You know, I'm just trying to give her some good vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, a little bit of calcium, a little bit of iron, a little bit of magnesium. You know, all the proper nutrients that a little child needs to grow.
She sounds like a bad bitch.
Well, she's not eating it, so, you know, she's not getting all the nutrients. She might have brittle bones.
Were you just giving her raw broccoli and not, like, you didn't cook it or prepare it or anything?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the problem? Only food you feed her?
No, I mean, I feed her a well-balanced diet. You know, servings of vegetables, servings of fruit, servings of cheese, servings of meat. You know, I'm trying to... What are you trying to accuse me of being a bad grandfather? I take my role as Grandfather Chevy Thompson very seriously, and I don't like any accusations being brought against me. If we're going to have a problem, we're going to have a problem here.
I'm sorry, Tunnel Man, sir. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. You know, all right. We've arrived at my house.
Oh, wow. I didn't... Okay, I'm going to be honest. I expected it to be like the Ninja Turtles kind of setup, like maybe like a sewer house or something. This is just a regular house.
It's just a regular house, just underneath.
It's just a regular, yeah, like in a cave. Like what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got my granddaughter, Rose.
Hi. Nice to meet you. She's too young for me, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go back to reading now.
Oh, my granddaughter. She's so funny, isn't she? She's a freaking comedian. I tell her all the time she's going to be the next Seinfeld. She's going to be the next George Costanza. I'm telling you right now. Mark Chevy Chevy Thompson's words right now. She's going to be the next... She's going to be the next Jerry Seinfeld.
Do you get up to the surface much, Mr. Thompson?
There's a fucking raccoon walking around my house right now with a little fish in his mouth. Please excuse
that. Oh, look at the guy. Is that? That's not your pet?
It's not my pet. You know, at this point, he should be. He's in and out every day, all day. You know, I named him. I named him Trevi. Trevi Thompson. He's
like,
harmless.
He winked at you.
Yeah,
he winked at you just now.
Chevy Thompson taught him how to wink. You know, because I was like, you're gonna come in my house. You're gonna at least talk to me. And I know that they can't talk because they're raccoons. So you know, the best thing I could teach him is some mannerisms, some hand mannerisms, and some facial expressions. So he winks.
Yeah, that's really impressive. He actually just busted out a fork and a knife from a little knapsack on his back, and he's eating the fish with it.
Yeah, you know, if I was gonna have him in my house eating, I wasn't gonna have him eating like some freaking rabid animal. So, you know, I taught him how to eat properly with a fork and a knife and a spoon if he's eating soup or ice cream or, you know, whatever. So he actually he has very good manners now. It's been a couple years, but Chevy Thompson did it. He domesticated a raccoon.
That's raccoon's incredible. Got some real charisma.
He's great. Great conversationalist. I tell you, he's the next Kramer from the show Seinfeld.
So you really haven't been, to the, do you get TV or news down here?
Yeah, I have all the seasons of Seinfeld.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'll get some papers and stuff about the guy who plays Kramer. What's his name? Michael something.
Oh, I'm not sure. I just know him as Kramer. I've never heard anything bad about him before, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, oh, he's had a couple slip-ups.
Oh, that's unfortunate. A couple slip-ups. Did he break his back when he slipped up?
No.
No, he's been very disrespectful to other races, and it's really bad.
Oh, that's a shame. How about Seinfeld? Did he do anything?
He just likes coffee.
Oh. Yeah, and
he dated a 17-year-old.
Oh,
and,
come on.
what else did... Oh, he made a movie about bees, which...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about that George Costanza? Come on, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just a jolly old guy. Come on, Jerry. Come on, my name's George. You know what I'm saying?
I think he just vanished. I don't know if he exists anymore. I'm not sure what's going on with him.
Oh, that's a shame. Me and my granddaughter love watching Seinfeld. It's, you know, we do it every night. Two episodes, that's all, and then bedtime. It's good stuff. Oh, come on. But come on in. You know, I don't mean to be rude. You know, come on in. Look around. Make yourself at home. I'm going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to get you guys some of my baked goods. As I said before, I'm a baker. I love to bake things. So I'm going to get you guys some chocolate chip cookies, okay?
Oh, sounds great.
All right. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Mike, what's up with this place? Like, it seems like a regular house, but at the same time, like, the rug we just walked on, I can tell. My Stacy, she works for Antiques Roadshow, and so, like, I've picked up a couple tricks of the trade. And this rug is clearly worth over $100,000.
Yeah, and did you notice all, like, the sacks of, well, I assume money, it's just burlap sacks with dollar signs on it all over the place.
It's kind of crazy. Did you also notice that 7-year-old girl was like literally wearing gold-plated armor? Like, that was kind of wild to me.
Yeah, and I'm not 100% sure, but it looked like Chevy Thompson had grills, like gold grills on his teeth.
Yeah, at first I was like, yo, Mike Brown's here, and then I was like, wait, no, this is a stranger that lives underground. But then I was like, wait, look at them grills. I want to see those grills. Your grills. You want to see my what? And then,
we started talking, right? Yeah. No, all this stuff. And there's still plastic on the furniture. Like, they've got those plastic covers on everything.
All right, you guys like chocolate chip. You like oatmeal. I got some sugar cookies. I got some butterscotch cookies. I got some rum cookies. Oh, yeah. I got some peanut butter, chocolate chip, oatmeal cookies.
Whoa. Did you just bake all of those just now?
Yeah, they were already pre-made doughs. I just popped them in the little toaster oven, set to 425, and they cooked.
Holy shit.
It's a Chevy Thompson guarantee that you're going to love these cookies. That's, you see, incredible. What I did? I rhymed it.
What kind of oatmeal cookies did you say they were?
Oh, I got oatmeal raisin and I got chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, I love me some oatmeal raisin. I'm going to dig into that.
Yeah, of course you do. I pegged you for an oatmeal raisin kind of guy, Michael. I got you. Chevy Thompson knows his customer base. He gets it.
How do you feel about the oatmeal raisin there, Chevy? Oh,
I'm allergic. Deathly allergic.
Mm. Great, though. It tastes delicious. Mm. Are there flecks of gold top of it, too?
Mm-hmm. Very lavish. You know, Chevy,
there's a lot of, me and Tucker were noticing, there's a lot of gold around.
A lot of gold.
Got like, what's up with that?
I'm going to let you guys in a little bit of secret. Because you live in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You guys are good people, I'm assuming.
Sure.
I rob a lot of banks.
Oh.
What?
I rob a lot of banks. I commit a lot of crime.
Huh.
My bakery's a front for a criminal enterprise.
Wow. Do you have being so honest with us right now.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill us?
Yeah,
what is this?
No.
I'm so young.
Absolutely not. It's a Chevy Thompson guarantee. I can read people really well, and I just know that you guys aren't going to tell on me. Chevy Thompson
knows. Where's your right hand right now is like on your like lower back. What is it? Is it on something? Is it on a piece, dude? Like what? Please show both your hands.
I'm actually scratching my mole. A little bit itchy. I can show you my mole if you want. It's been bugging me for a couple weeks now.
No, he's a minor.
No,
that's true. That would be inappropriate.
What if that mole is gun shaped? Like, we don't know if it's an implant, Mike.
I don't know that you guys don't have guns. What do you think? Maybe you guys are the cops and you guys are coming in my freaking tunnel here and you guys are trying to blow up my scene. What are you guys, cops?
Okay,
no, but you're a good judge of character, right? You would know.
Listen, I'm just saying, Chevy Thompson could be wrong. You know, I'm not above being wrong. I'm going to admit that sometimes I'm wrong. Chevy Thompson can be wrong.
Wait, we have to be honest right now, Mike. We are recording this.
Yeah, I am recording this. But it's just going to go on my podcast that 20 people listen to.
Yeah, no one
listens.
What's
a podcast?
So...
Yeah.
Is that like the TV?
It's kind of like Seinfeld, if Seinfeld was... unplanned.
Only for the people who listen to Seinfeld.
And had no video. And only for the people who listen to Seinfeld.
Okay. I can understand that. You know, gentlemen, I actually have a proposition for you. You know, I'm getting a little bit older, a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. Chevy Thompson's not what he used to be. I need help robbing a
bank. Hey, we're not like that, dude. We're not like that. Oh.
I don't know what you thought I was going to say, but I just need help robbing a bank. Don't make this weird.
Chevy, I mean, like, I'm an absolute wimp about that kind of stuff. And Tucker's a child. I don't think we're good fits. You should ask Barbara, though.
I should have been a little bit more clear. Well, I wasn't asking.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. I'm actually looking for some adult experiences. I'm trying to grow up.
Tucker.
Well, what is my life, Michael? I was taken away from my alien parents at a very young age, and every person I've fallen in love with has turned me down or turned out not to be real. So, from what I can understand, I have a real sense of fragility about what life is even worth. You know what? Yes. Screw the capitalist system. Give me that gun, that hot piece, and I'll
freaking... Don't give him the gun.
You know, I'm really tired. I think I need a nap. I don't know.
So is that a yes?
It's a sure.
Michael?
What are we supposed to do, Mike?
What's the alternative?
I don't really think you want me to tell you what the alternative would be.
Oh, I'm going to guess it's like murdering me, right?
No.
The alternative is looking like a loser, someone who doesn't play, you know? It's
exactly.
Shameful.
Exactly. You know, he's got it right. And my granddaughter, she would say the same thing. Absolutely correct.
I mean,
the alternative is being left out and just like not being picked to be in the dodgeball team. The alternative is not being invited to the sleepover. It's all that stuff, Mike. All of it.
It seems like more of a barber job, you know?
Maybe we can recruit her.
We shouldn't get more people involved. That seems like a bad idea.
You know, the more the merrier. In my experience, I've robbed banks with 20 people before, and it went swimmingly.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems...
Did anyone get hurt?
Oh, yeah, a couple people, you know. They got murdered, though. What? That's the life of a criminal, though. It happens. Chevy Thompson isn't above dying. It's going to happen to me one day. I understand that. I just hope that my granddaughter's old enough to take care of herself.
Has she helped you rob any banks?
Oh, a couple, yeah. Yeah, she's good. She got the little hands so she can get into the little small spaces, like the small safes and stuff like that. And, you know, she's got a really good grip so she can really grip the throats of the bank tellers that are giving us problems. She got a good grip.
I feel like
even
that's...
she has more street cred than me, Mike. Come on,
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, I'm not going
to
hurt anybody.
You don't have to. She was just having fun that day. I mean, I wasn't about to get in her way. I was like, go ahead, granddaughter. Chevy Thompson's not going to get in your way. If you want to choke that bank teller out, go for it. Who am I to say no to her? She's so cute. Did you see her face? She got those rosy cheeks. Oh, my God. Granddaughter's
so
cute.
Wait, so did you force her into this, too? Or did she ask to come along,
she wanted to go. She said, Grandfather Chevy Thompson... It seems like you're having so much fun robbing banks. And I said, granddaughter,
wait a
you're
second.
Right.
Where are her parents?
The dead.
What
to
happened
me.
To them?
The dead to me. Burnouts. Every last one of them. They went off to be neurosurgeons. Who becomes a neurosurgeon?
Too much burnout?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a video game. How have you gone up to rob banks and you don't know that Michael Richards said a bunch of like bad things?
I don't even know who that is. Who are you freaking talking about?
He's Kramer. It's Kramer.
From who?
From Seinfeld.
What is that?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Oh, no.
What?
Is this one of those guys that forgets the last 30 minutes of conversation we just had?
Oh, no. I remember everything. I asked you guys to rob a bank with me.
Wait,
oh, okay.
Do you remember what Seinfeld is?
Who?
Did you?
What the heck?
Michael, listen. Michael, this guy clearly has Seinfeld amnesia. I saw it in 60 Minutes. It happens to people who are obsessed with Seinfeld, and then all of a sudden, one day, they just forget everything they thought of, and then they watch the whole series all over again and talk about it to everybody as if no one's ever seen it before, but everyone's always seen it because everyone knows Seinfeld. This guy's freaking nuts.
So you guys in or out? Because it's happening tomorrow, so.
I feel like the Seinfeld thing really changes.
So I can count you guys in, because I'll give you the blueprints. I'll let you know what the plan is, and we're going to meet at the bank. downtown, you know, Pierce's bank, and we're going to freaking rob it.
Mike, we could just not show up. We could just say, yeah, not show
up. Oh, I can hear you. Chevy Thompson can hear you right now.
Hold on, Chevy, one second. Yeah, Tucker, I think that's a good idea. We should just agree to it and then not show up.
No, I can still hear you. Sorry.
And we can just play like burn out the video game or something.
I can still hear you though.
We can just Chevy, please, 1 second. I'm talking to Tucker.
Chevy, 1 second.
I just can't hear what you guys are saying, so that's why I'm standing so close to you. Okay, I freaking can't hear what you're saying.
Please stop rubbing your chest on my shoulders.
I can't
12.
Help it.
It's
I'm not
weird.
Trying to be weird about it. I just can't freaking hear what you're saying.
So much chest hair.
Okay, well, you got a problem with chest hair. I can't help that I'm a natural born man and I got chest hair. Chevy Thompson's supposed to feel bad about that. I can't.
Just button up the polo shirt, man. I don't
want it. It confines me. I feel like I can't breathe when I button it all the way.
It's the thinnest fabric polo shirt I've ever seen. I just don't understand.
All right, listen.
I'm going to get it. You probably, oh my God. What?
I'm going to kill you guys if you don't help me.
Okay, Mike, we have to help.
Yeah, we'll help you tomorrow.
Mike, great. We should plan to kill him.
But first, no, Tucker. We're going to go home first so we can...
plan to kill him.
Get some lunch.
And talk about planning to kill him.
And talk
planning
about
to kill who
we
plan
some,
to kill.
Some time with video games. Seinfeld. Okay.
That's great. Sure. Yeah. Okay. So I'll meet you tomorrow. Me and my granddaughter. Chevy Thompson, and my granddaughter are going to meet you guys at the bank tomorrow. Down the street.
Is your granddaughter's name also Chevy Thompson?
No, I already told you what her name was when we walked in the door.
Yeah, great point. Let's leave it at that.
All right, you freaking understand.
Chevy, we're going to go.
It was a pleasure. I'm so glad you came to Chevy Thompson's house.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to rob a bank. You guys get 15% split two ways between you guys.
What?
I mean, that seems a little low, but sure.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Make sure you take some cookies with you. I'm going to go take a nap.
All right.
All right. Nice to meet you, too.
Bye.
Mike, let's get out of here.
Yeah, Tucker, we have to get the hell out of here.
Okay, now that we're trotting away swiftly, but not looking too fast, like we're clearly trying to escape,
I thought Jimmy was the strangest thing in the neighborhood, but I think this has topped it. I didn't know there was a whole underground mafia composed of one guy, a raccoon, and his daughter down here.
But he said his wife lived down there too, but all I saw was an Iron Maiden plated in gold and two pairs of eyes looking out of it, very dead like. Not that she was dead, but like, I just don't. This place. What though? Like, are we bank robbers now? Is that cool? Are we cool?
No, we're not going to show up to that tomorrow. I mean, like.
Well, let's just let's talk about it before we say no.
Tucker, we can't give in to peer pressure like that.
Okay, can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
Okay, well, last week when I was at school, my teacher thought that I was writing on the chalkboard, and I was, but I casually looked over my shoulder, and I saw that she was clearly on a dating website, and I saw that she was clearly looking at your profile, and I saw that your dating profile was clearly super lame, so I think that adding bank robber to it is going to get you way more tang, so maybe this is going to be good for you.
All right, we got to come up with a couple things here, because I don't think I ever made a dating profile. That's a little suspicious, but I hear what you're saying. I understand. Yeah. I'm a little vanilla. I could spice things up. That's why I came down here for a ghost adventure. I didn't anticipate meeting a mobster. I think we can come up with some things that are a little bit more, you know, less murder focused.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, what? So if we don't show up to Pierce Bank tomorrow, like, aren't we chopped liver?
I'm going to be honest with you, Tucker. I don't think Chevy Thompson's gonna remember any of this happened, and if he does, we'll just keep saying Seinfeld, and I think he'll, you know, forget that we exist.
I mean, I hope so, dude, but like, if your decisions cut my life short at 12 to 13, that's gonna be a real shame, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Tucker, at your age, you got to start learning how to make your own choices. I can't live your life for you, man.
Damn, that's hardcore. Oh, damn, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Climb the rope and get out of here.
Okay.
Why can you climb it so well?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos about that Chinese dragon dance. It's like really cool and informative about your own kinesthetics.
Oh. Okay.
Toss me up the recording equipment, champ.
All right.
Got it. Just two buff men and our buff pecs and our buff quads and our buff... That's all the body parts I know.
Yeah, Tucker, you're making it weird.
Flexing.
Tucker, you're making it weird.
We're just... we're two Michelangelos. What are they called? Davids. We're two... just... two Picassos.
That's Barbara's husband. What are you talking about?
What are they? Just two... two Van Goghs, man. Just, we're like Shredder, Cowabunga.
Tucker, go home. Okay. I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay. Okay, bye. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Right. We'll rob that place, okay?
No. Bye.
Okay, bye.